Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
अकस सुरक्षा सम्झौतामा अब अन्य राष्ट्रहरू पनि थपिन सक्ने देखिएको छ। सम्झौताका तीन संस्थापक देशहरू अस्ट्रेलिया, युके र अमेरिकाले जापानलाई पनि केही सुरक्षा सम्बन्धी प्राविधिक परियोजनाहरूमा संलग्न गर्ने विचार गरिरहेका छन्। तर यसका केही फाइदाहरूका साथसाथै बेफाइदाहरू पनि हुन सक्ने विश्लेषकहरू बताउँछन्।
के अकस सम्झौताको नयाँ नाम अब जकस होला? सेप्टेम्बर सन् 2021 अस्ट्रेलिया, युके र अमेरिका बीच भएको यो सम्झौता हिन्द प्रशान्त क्षेत्रको सुरक्षा सुधार गर्नका लागि अस्ट्रेलियामा आणविक पनडुब्बीहरू ल्याउन शुरू गरिएको थियो। अब यी तीन संस्थापक राष्ट्रहरूले जापानलाई पनि एक प्राविधिक साझेदारको रूपमा लिने विचार गरेका छन्। यसबारे बताउँदै अस्ट्रेलियन प्रधानमन्त्री एन्थनी अल्बनीजी,
We're engaging in our defence relationship with Japan across the board extensively. We have upgraded that defence relationship, and it's a natural thing for us to look at Pillar 2 to cooperate. Japan, of course, is a Quad partner along with the United States and India, and we see this as a natural evolution.
अकस सम्झौताको पहिलो लक्ष्य अर्थात पिलर भनेको सन् 2030 दशकसम्म अस्ट्रेलियाका वर्तमान डिजेल र विद्युतबाट चल्ने पनडुब्बीहरूको सट्टामा आणविक पनडुब्बीहरू भित्राउनु हो। दोस्रो पिलरमा भने हाइपरसोनिक मिसाइल, समुद्री ड्रोन र अन्य विद्युतीय प्रणालीको प्रयोगको योजना रहेको छ। र यस चरणमा भने यस्तै मिल्दोजुल्दो विचारधारा भएका देशहरूको योगदान स्वागत रहेको प्रधानमन्त्री अल्बनीजीले बताएका हुन्।
Let's be very clear, there is no plan to expand AUKUS beyond the three countries. When it comes to Pillar 2, Japan has a very sophisticated, not just defence force, but is known for its technological advancement. And if there can be gains that are in the interests of the three AUKUS partners, but in addition, any partners outside the direct AUKUS relationship, then that will be considered.
अहिलेसम्म भने कुनै औपचारिक निमन्त्रणा स्वीकार गरिएको छैन, तर अमेरिकी अधिकारीहरूका केही सार्वजनिक टिप्पणीहरूले भने केही संकेत दिएका छन्। 10 अप्रेलदेखि शुरू हुने जापानी प्रधानमन्त्री फुमियो किसिदाको एक हप्ते अमेरिका भ्रमणको क्रममा केही औपचारिक घोषणा आउन सक्नेछ। उनले सोही क्रममा अमेरिकी राष्ट्रपति जो बाइडेनसँग सम्मेलन गर्दैछन् र अमेरिका, जापान र फिलिपिन्स बीच पनि पहिलो सम्मेलन हुँदैछ। हिन्द प्रशान्त क्षेत्रमा चीनको प्रभाव र साउथ चाइना सागरमा चीनका कार्यहरू पनि छलफलका मुख्य विषय हुने बताइएको छ। अकस्मा जापानको संलग्नतालाई लिएर चीनको कड़ा विरोध रहेको चिनिया विदेश मन्त्रालयकी प्रवक्ता माओ निङले बताएकी छिन्।
The countries concerned should effectively fulfill their international obligations and refrain from any action that undermines regional and world peace and stability. Owing to its recent history of militaristic aggression, Japan's military security trends have always been of great concern to its Asian neighboring countries and the international community. The Japanese side should effectively reflect on its history of aggression, abandon the practice of engaging in a military security partnership, and truly follow the path of peaceful development.
युनिभर्सिटी अफ मेलबर्नका प्रोफेसर डेरेक मैकडुगल पूर्वी एसिया क्षेत्रको विषयका विज्ञ हुन्। उनी भन्छन् कि जापानको संविधानमा रहेको शान्तिवाद सम्बन्धी नीतिले अकस सम्झौतामा योगदान दिनबाट भने रोक्ने छैन।
Defense forces in Japan are called self-defense forces, but there are restrictions on using those forces. So you could have technological cooperation with Japan necessarily expanding its defence role in terms of that arrangement being a form of soft balancing against China.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
जापान फाइव आइज इन्टेलिजेन्स अलायन्सको सदस्य होइन, जसमा अस्ट्रेलिया, क्यानाडा, न्यूजील्याण्ड, युके र अमेरिका छन्। जोन ब्ल्याक्सल्यान्ड अस्ट्रेलियन नेशनल युनिभर्सिटीमा अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय सुरक्षाका प्रोफेसर हुन्। अकस सम्झौताको दोस्रो पिलरमा जापानको सहकार्य हुनका लागि सुरुमा केही अवरोधहरू हटाइनुपर्ने उनको भनाइ छ।
A bit of a reputation over the last couple of decades of being a little bit lax. Now, they have put in place new legislation just very, very recently to tighten up those procedures, but we have yet to see that implemented, and we've yet to see that kind of have the knock-on effect of that in terms of just how robust Japanese security measures may prove to be. In Australia, I've written about this, we've been subject to leaks as well of espionage and of information selling and giving away information to people that are not entitled to have it. But we have made some significant modifications and refinements to our procedures along the way. And I think there's a sense that Japan probably has a bit of catch up to do on that front.
अकस्मा सामेल हुन सक्ने देशहरूको सूचीमा न्यूजील्याण्ड, क्यानाडा र साउथ कोरिया पनि छन्। डाक्टर रुबेन स्टेफ न्यूजील्याण्डको युनिभर्सिटी अफ वाइकाटोमा अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय सम्बन्ध र विश्व सुरक्षा सम्बन्धी शिक्षाविद हुन्। अकसको दोस्रो पिलरमा योगदान पुर्याउन न्यूजील्याण्ड सरकार इच्छुक रहेको उनले बताए। सन् 1987 आणविक हतियार सम्बन्धी प्रतिबन्धले न्यूजील्याण्डलाई अकसको पहिलो पिलरको भाग बन्नबाट वञ्चित गर्दछ।
Than either. I mean, it surprised quite a lot of us last year when the Kosciuszko's government showed interest, because historically Labor has been a little bit more hesitant about getting too close to our traditional partners, really Australia and the United States. With this government, though, they've continued the trend that Kosciuszko's established, where last year New Zealand was saying we were interested in exploring opportunities when it came to AUKUS. This government has taken it further. If you look at the statements, activities of our new Minister of Defence, Judith Collins, and you look at what Winston Peters, our Minister of Foreign Affairs, are saying, they seem to be showing a lot of openness to AUKUS Pillar 2, the expansion of China's military power in the region and its interest in gaining potentially a security foothold in the South Pacific. It's also just technology itself. We have a small economy. We require foreign technologies to make sure things here tick over neatly. It's also monetary. It's investments.
यता अस्ट्रेलियन स्ट्राटेजिक पोलिसी इन्स्टिट्यूटका वरिष्ठ विश्लेषक युएन ग्राम भन्छन् कि अकस्मा धेरैवटा देशहरूको सहभागिताका केही बेफाइदा पनि हुन सक्छन्।
I think weighing against that is the basic arithmetic of if you open up a small focused partnership to broader participation, there's always going to be a penalty that you pay in terms of process just the general unwieldiness of having to deal with more than three parties will inevitably slow it down. So I think the question needs to be thrown back. What does New Zealand and Canada have to offer? It's really for them to present a value proposition that's of interest to the AUKUS partners, and to do so in a way that doesn't appear to jeopardise the focus on Pillar 1. From an Australian perspective, that's still the bottom line. That's why AUKUS originated. It was Australia's concern and increasingly urgent desire to acquire a higher level of submarine capability. And the longer that gets delayed, the more angst there will be in Canberra.
SBS न्यूजका लागि बिवा क्वान र ह्याना क्वानद्वारा तयार पारिएको रिपोर्ट SBS नेपालीका लागि सुन्नुभयो दिनिता रिसालको आवाजमा।
यस रिपोर्टलाई तपाईँले हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/नेपालीमा गई वा आफ्नो मोबाइलमा SBS अडियो एपलाई निशुल्क डाउनलोड गरेर सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।